Here I'd been walking with him, seeing him heal bodies, do great and mighty things, and now then they just tell me my wife and daughter's dead and my grandbaby and a little girl like her grandbaby is probably not going to live. We don't understand these kind of things when they happen. I drove down to Cook's Medical Center and walked in and met a social worker, and she said, "Sir, I've got to tell you that Caitlin, my grandbaby, cannot live." I said, "What's wrong with her?" She said, "Sir, her skull is crushed in 5 places. Her face is tore all to pieces. We don't even know what all's wrong with her in her chest. She's bleeding everywhere." Said her brain stem is severed. Her eyes are disconnected from her brain. Her right knee is crushed and her left leg is broken in 2 places. I opened this book to one promise. I said, "Father, you said in John 15:7, if your words remain in me and I remain in you, I can ask you anything and you will do it for me." I said, "Father, I ask you to raise up my grandbaby. I ask you to make her completely well. I ask you to heal that face, and I don't want a scar on it. You said I can ask anything. If I believe you, you will do it. I ask you to raise her up and make her whole. I ask you to let her run and play. I ask you to reconnect her brain stem and her eyes and make her completely well, and I want to thank you for it." And then I turned to every doctor and I said, "I guarantee on the word of the living God, you will see my God do a miracle and raise this little girl up, and she will run and play again, because He made me the promises, and I am not taking nothing but what God said for an answer." He said, "Sir, I just done the second MRI on this little girl, and there's nothing attached to her brain. Nothing. There's nothing to tell her to see, nothing to tell her to cough, nothing to tell her to move or to breathe or nothing." So he said, "When we pull the breathing machine," he said, "she will die." I said, "Oh no, she won't." I said, "The Word of God says something different, Dr. Marks." And when they pulled all the tubes, she breathed 2 points over the machine on her own and started coughing. Our Jesus, He is an awesome, awesome God. He is awesome. I took her home. I set her down in the bed, and I'd set her up and say, "Caitlin, honey, in the name of Jesus, I command your body to be strong and for you to set up." And I'd turn her loose and she'd fall down. I'd pick her back up and I said, "In the name of Jesus." And I did that over and over and over until she could set up in the bed. Then I took her out of the bed and stood her up and I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command your little body to be strong where you can stand in the name of Jesus." And I'd turn her loose and she'd fall on the floor. I'd done that over and over until she could stand. And then I commanded her to walk. And I did that over and over and over until she could walk. But January the 6th, she was still blind. We had just built a brand new Baptist church. We had the first service in that place. And I asked anybody that would, that believed that God would open my grandbaby's eyes, I invited them that afternoon at 2 p.m. to come and pray with me and stand on God's promises so the King could reconnect my grandbaby's eyes to her brain. So that afternoon, we put my little blind granddaughter, which could now walk, out in the middle of a big circle in that brand new sanctuary, and we prayed, stood on God's mighty promises for 2 solid hours. But 3 weeks later, Caitlin and I was upstairs, sitting there playing, and she had these little stands that's got these little plastic, different sized donuts on them. She'd feel around to find the little stand, and she'd put the donut on there. All of a sudden, while we're sitting there, I picked up one of the little donuts and was going to take it off, and I dropped it, and it rolled off over here, and it fell over. She just reached right over there and got it. And then she put it right back on the stand. And I thought, boy, that's unique. And so I took the donut back off and I moved the stand over to another place. And then I laid the little donut over there and I said, "Caitlin, honey, get the red donut that Granddaddy just laid down and put it back on the stand." She reached right over out of all them, got the red one and put it right on the stand, and Granddaddy went berserk. I mean, I jumped up and down, began to praise and worship the King. Then after we got our eyes back, we still got a problem. When we go home, the doctor tells me, he said, "We do not understand why this little valve in Caitlin's throat does not work, but it does not work." So he said, "Don't feed her anything by mouth, because if you do, it'll run directly into her lungs and kill her." Now, if a doctor tells you that, what are you going to do? You're going to do exactly what I did. You're going to believe him, and you're not going to feed her because you don't want to kill your grandbaby. So I go home and there is a magnificent promise in this book, Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24, the King says, "Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you have received it and it shall be yours." Now, is that an awesome statement from our King, or is that an awesome statement? I used to not believe these promises. But now I am beginning to do all I can to believe it when the king makes these awesome statements that they're for me and that they will work for me. And so I take that verse. I said, Lord, I desire that the valve in my grandbaby's throat work. So I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to fix it and let it work. And I said, Lord, thank you for it. So for the rest of the 2 months, I would praise and worship and thank him that the valve was working. We'd take her back to the doctor. Doctor said, bring her back in 2 months and we'll check it. So I brought her back in 2 months and he checked it and he said, it don't work. I said, it don't work? I don't understand this. But he said, it don't work. So I go home and I open my Bible and I look at that verse again, Mark 11:24. Jesus clearly said, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you've received it and it shall be yours. I said, Lord, I don't understand how I could possibly mess that up. You made that so simple. So I said, Lord, I asked you to fix the valve in her throat. And I'd praise him and worship him for 2 months and we'd take her back to the doctor and it wouldn't work. We go through this scenario for 10 months. Every 2 months for 10 months and that valve does not work. After the 10th month, I come home and I literally lock myself up with this book and I said, Lord, you said you, in Psalm 66:18, you said you do not hear the prayer of a sinner. You said in Romans 14:23, anything I do that's not of faith is sin. So, Lord, I've got to have sinned somewhere and made a mistake. Otherwise, this valve would be working. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you please show me what I've done wrong? I get this book out. Now, I diligently spend all this time over the next few days. I am meditating on this word. I am concentrating on this verse, Mark 11:24. It's hard to believe that a grown man, as educated as I am, have to meditate on one verse for 2 weeks. But finally, after 2 weeks, I got revelation. The Lord says, to them that diligently seek me, if you'll dig into my word like you're mining for silver and gold, then I will reveal myself to you. After 2 weeks, I read that again. Whatever you desire, stop. I desire that the valve in my grandbaby's throat work, Lord. He said, then when you pray, believe you've received, and it shall be yours. Not 2 months later when you take her to the doctor. So I said, Lord, I have sinned. I didn't believe your word. I ask you, Father, to forgive me for my sin of unbelief. I repent. I said, now, Father, on behalf of Mark 11:24, I desire the valve work in my grandbaby's throat. I said, thank you, Father. It's done. I walk across the street to her house. I tell her daddy, I said, Toby, God's waiting on you and me. He said, what do you mean? I said, the valve works in her throat this morning. He said, Thurman, we just come back from the doctor 2 weeks ago, and it didn't work. I said, I know. It didn't work 2 weeks ago. It didn't work earlier this morning. But I said, right now, it works. He said, how do you know it works? I said, because the Word says it does. He said, what are you telling me? I said, God's waiting on you and me. What am I supposed to do? He says. I said, you're supposed to feed her. If we believe this book, we have to act on this book because God says, faith without works is dead. You must believe me with no doubt in your heart, or you're double-minded and unstable, and won't do a thing for you. I said, Toby, God's word cannot fail. I said, feed her. He said, Thurman, you're crazy. I said, Toby, did the doctor say she'd die? He said, yes. I said, did she die? He said, no. I said, did the doctor say that she had never breathed? He said, yes. I said, is she breathing? He said, yes. I said, did the doctor say she had never walked? He said, yes. I said, is she walking? He said, running and playing. I said, the doctor said she'd never see. I said, is her eyes back? He said, yes. I said, don't you think it's time that we believe God's word all the way? He said, okay. What do you want me to do? I said, you got anything in here for her to eat? He said, I got a little can of applesauce. I said, open it. Put it in a bowl. He said, I got a little bottle of juice here. I said, set it down there. I called Caitlin. I said, Caitlin, honey, she was in the bedroom playing. I said, Caitlin, honey, come in here. I said, we'd been feeding her through a plug in her tummy for 10 months. Every morning, noon, and night, I'd plug a little pump that to give us with a little deal into her stomach, feed a liquid diet directly into her stomach. I've been feeding her like that for 10 months. I said, come in here, Caitlin, honey. Sit down in that chair. Sit up there and eat that applesauce for granddaddy. How many of you know that's going to be one of the greatest tests you ever went through. That's my only grandbaby at the time, and the daughter of mine that brought her into the world is in eternity with God. And I'm either going to trust this book and it's going to work for me, or I'm a fool and I'm going to kill her. One of the two. She sat at that table. She ate that entire bowl of applesauce. She drank that bottle of juice, and she dumped down and run and played. And from that day to this, that valve has worked perfect. The little girl is 6 years old now. The other afternoon when I came home, about 5 o'clock, she was out there in the driveway on her bicycle, riding her bicycle all over the place. Let me tell you, I used to think I knew what faith was, but I didn't have a clue. And then when Mr. Gothard asked me to speak at this seminar, and I think about this magnificent statement, I have had the privilege to step over into the realm of faith just a little. When our King makes us a statement like he did in Ephesians 3:20, he said, I know many of you know that, us that are Christians, and especially Baptist Christians, we're pretty familiar with the Word because we're Word people. But I realize most of you probably are just like I was. I really didn't believe these promises. But when I realized if I believed them, our King would show up for me, I realized that when he makes these awesome statements like Ephesians 3:20, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can even think or imagine, according to the power that worketh in you. Where is that power? It's in you. It's in me. And who is that power? It's Christ. This is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 2, verse 3 says, all the secrets of the universe are hidden in Christ. If they're all in Christ and He's in you, then all you've got to do is learn how to pray in faith, and you can tap into this awesome realm to see God do these great and mighty things.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. This program originally aired in 2004 at an Advanced Training Institute conference in Big Sandy, Texas. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled God's Power, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.